Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
All right. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, this segment and the next segment. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk to you about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. Today I want to talk about something that's going on in Washington, D.C. I'll begin by reminding you what it looks like when businesses like yours strive mightily to make a profit. And when you do that, the following facts make you ask this proverbial question: what's wrong with this picture? First, profit is essentially what's left after a business reconciles expenses against revenue. That's what profit is. The IRS renames profit income, taxes it, and then insists on being paid those taxes in cash. But profit is not cash, nor does it become cash when it's renamed. Much of a small business's profit isn't cash, it's inventory, receivables, and other illiquid assets. So, the thing that gives rise to a tax bill cannot be used to pay the taxes, and that results in what's called phantom income. Phantom income occurs when an event, like making a profit, produces a tax bill without producing the tax to pay it. What's wrong with this picture? So all of this just dramatizes what's at stake for small businesses as the government goes about reforming the income tax code, which they're doing right now. And I started getting twitchy about the Republican plan several months ago when they mentioned creating a new tax level for small businesses. If you remember, back in March, I talked to you about this. And here's why I was getting twitchy about it. When structured as a legal entity, most small businesses, like mine and probably yours, are formed as a sub-S corporation or a limited liability company, an LLC. There are many distinctions between these entities and a C-Corp, which is the apex of legal business entities which big businesses use. But the most important distinction is that the two are taxed differently. Unlike a C-Corp, which actually pays taxes, an S-Corp and LLC pass through profits as taxable income to the owner, like I talked about earlier. When aggregated, then all that income from the business is aggregated with the shareholders' personal income from salaries, rents, etc., and that total is taxed at the personal rate. So an S-Corp, C-Corp files a tax return but doesn't pay taxes. They pass it through to the owners. Now, that's an important point. Not all the details have been released in the new proposal, but it seems that sub-S corps and LLCs will no longer be pass-through entities, since the separate tax level that's being proposed will be a separate tax level, a tax on those profits. So here's the first half of the language of this part of the Republicans' release about the tax reform. Quote, the framework limits the maximum tax rate applied to business income of small businesses to 25%. Apparently, there will be two lower levels. So the first sentence of their release says 25% top tax rate. I want you to note that the newly announced C-Corp top level is 20%, one-fifth lower than the new small business rate. So my unabashed, unapologetic, and unrelenting bias towards small business is well earned. You know that. but only in bizarro world is it appropriate to establish the first ever small business tax rate higher than the new top rate of major corporations, regardless of the income number applied to that percentage. But there's a second sentence in this release that troubled me, that may be even more perilous, if not more expensive. Quote, the committees will adopt measures to prevent the recharacterization of personal income into business income to prevent wealthy individuals. That's the dog whistle number. That's a code word there, term there. To prevent wealthy individuals from avoiding the top personal tax rate, end quote. If that doesn't make you twitch, consider this small business fact. A small business owner can allocate income within the business. For example, there's leeway. You can adjust your salary down and increase your rent, for example, or distributions. You can move those around. You have the ability to move those around. So projecting the implications of this language out of a couple of steps, I have two questions to ask. How does this not turn into the IRS having even greater license to scrutinize the decisions of small business owners? And two, who the hell bent for leather for form gets to define a wealthy individual? Who gets to define a wealthy individual? It really irritates me when I hear people use the term small business owner and wealthy individual in the same sentence. Folks, whenever you hear the government use the terms wealthy individual and small business owner in the same sentence, you better start getting twitchy. Something bad is about to happen. I'm concerned about this. And I'm going to talk a little more in detail in the next segment about this, but as I finish this up, small business owners create half of the U.S. economy, and you sign half of the front. You don't endorse the back. You endorse the front of half of the private sector paychecks, and you're planted in the ground on Main Street. If the tax writers need to balance their cuts, by God, we don't do it on the backs of the heroes of the American economy. Cut small businesses' top tax rate to 20% or whatever the major corporate rate is, make sure that it's no more than that. Oh, by the way, that recharacterization crack in the second sentence sounds to me like it came from Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. Folks, making the new small business tax rate higher than the top big business rate, it's bad economics, it's bad policy, it's bad politics. And I don't like it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.